FM 101 Milton playing today's best and yesterday's favorites. I'm Carla with you, and we have a local artist in the building for the very first time being on radio. So welcome, Loss Official. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine, thank you. It's been a crazy day, and I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, you've had a lot going on, I think, within the last couple weeks. You've been going to some events and everything, so how's everything been?
Yeah, it's been a lot. You know, I've been trying to, make my music do well. I've been doing TikTok streams and everything, trying to get it out there, so it's been a bit of a whirlwind.
You're getting your momentum. I know you have a new music video out for a single called Bite Me that you just put out a couple weeks ago, and it already has over 16,000 views. That's crazy. That's so good. How do you feel about that?
It's actually crazy. You know, there's like no ads and there wasn't too much promotion on there. Like, I'm really appreciative of all the fans and all the people showing support. It really means everything to me, you know, and like, it's definitely been like, you know, TikTok has helped do that, like get me there. And, you know, being on these streams with all these different streamers and celebrities has helped me get me there. So it's really been a crazy journey.
We are going to get to the premiere of Bite Me coming up, and it's going to be the first time that it's on radio. So does that kind of cross something off of your bucket list in your career as far as goals go?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I've always wanted to, be on the radio, tune in and hear my own song. But I think this is definitely the start, you know, and someday I'm going to be on the biggest radios out there.
And you're from Milton, so let's get into your journey so far as an artist.
Well, you know, for me, it was a bit of a journey for sure. Like, you know, I was, when I was younger, I'm not going to lie, I used to be horrible. I wasn't that good. But, you know, I got better over the years. I practiced, I sang, I did like little mini performances at school. I was in the choir, you know, in elementary when I lived here. And, you know, one day I had a musical in Dubai. And I think that's when it was for School of Rock, if you know, like Jack Black.
Yeah, I love that movie.
It was a musical for that movie, and I wanted to be the lead. So I thought, okay, this is where, because, you know, I couldn't sing the songs because they were really high.
Okay.
So I was like, okay, this is where I need to sit down and just every day. So you could ask my parents, you know, I used to be, because we had a one-story apartment. I used to be in the living room, and the walls were really thin. And I would just be vocal warm-ups every single day. And my parents were like, oh, my God, like, shut up. You know, it was just at least our house itself, and they were like, oh my God, like again, like, oh my God, he's gonna do this again, you know, every day. And I guess I just kept doing it, and then one day, you know, I got better.
Did you get the part?
I didn't, actually. After all that work, I didn't get the part. It was actually this other guy who got the part, and he was one of my friends. He was literally the part. He lived that lifestyle. He was exactly the part.
He was
19 too.
Okay. You got your high-pitched vocals. You were practicing.
I mean,
you might have annoyed your parents.
No, I was the understudy. So I did cover for one of the shows.
Awesome.
And there was these people from the UK who did the official like School of Rock. And that's when he got sick, when they came in to watch.
There you go.
And he got sick. So when they heard me, and then after he was better, they heard him, he was like, why did this guy not get the part?
Wow.
And I was like, dang.
Well, that's an accomplishment in itself to get that kind of feedback.
Ever since then, I've been getting better, and I still don't think I never like to say I'm good. I like to think that it's always a work in progress, and I don't think you know, I like to, like, not compare, but see myself up next to like the biggest people in the world. And to me, I don't think I'm anywhere close to where they are, you know? So I always want to keep working until I get there. You know, from there, also in Dubai, I had, because I lived in Dubai for school, I moved there.
Oh, nice.
I had music technology class, which is where I started learning how to mix music and engineer music. And, you know, I started doing it all myself. And I learned how to produce, use the softwares and stuff. And that's where it started for me, really, like where the music making started for me. Right now, I mix and engineer all my music. I have a producer, and he lives in Barrie, I think. I have another writer that I write with, and he lives in Mississauga. Their names are Kenicky and Gray.
Shout out to the team.
Yeah, that's pretty much where I'm at and how I'm going. If you look at my most popular piece of content, which would be my remix of Calling My Phone by Little TJ, which has gone viral on TikTok a couple times, that remix, if you look at me singing it when I released the video and me singing it now, there's a big difference. Like, my voice sounds way better on it now.
Just the practice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, get more experience.
See, for me, like, I've never been on a stage performing, but I've done the the online performances. You know, I've sang to streamers and other people, and it's been like, you know, it's been fun, and I do it all live, so I think I have experience with that. The only thing I don't have experience with is, like, you know, actually walking around a stage, like jumping and kick. I haven't got that far yet.
Well,
but, you know,
with, you know, the restrictions loosening up now a bit, hopefully you'll get to experience that soon. But it's a great start, especially doing it live on social media, because that's a huge platform right now, and it's going to definitely just amp up your exposure. You've mentioned that you produce, you engineer your music, you songwrite. So what's that process like for you?
I write all my songs, and I don't write about a specific experience, but then later I realize, like, oh, dang, like, oh, this was about someone or something. But I don't, in the moment, I don't realize it, right? I just write. But my song Yes or No that I'm writing with Gray and Kenneke, that song was actually completely, like, off an experience, and it was, like, something that was currently going on in my life when I wrote it. And so I feel like that's, it was a really special song to me, you know, because it was about my real life, right? So that's definitely the next song that's coming out. Hopefully we can drop it in, like, June or July.
Awesome.
I'm not sure. We have to film another video. We want to film it at school, which is going to be crazy.
Oh, that'll be cool.
Yeah, and that's music-wise, I think I'm just going to keep posting TikToks and YouTube videos and, you know, like, doing different things to try to build my platform more, because, you know, all my life I've seen all these, obviously not the big ones, the famous ones, but I've seen all these creators, and, you know, they have, like, a million followers on TikTok, and they have, like, 20K on Instagram, you know, and I'm just thinking, like, how, like, you know,
the algorithm works out.
No, like, the conversion rate.
Yeah,
so I wanted to be different, and so I always thought, because, you know, there is no one like this. Like, there's no one who does music and then, like, streams on YouTube or, like, post vlogs, or, you know, there's people doing it now. I've always wanted to do that. I want to be the artist who sells out shows and then, you know, like, makes vlogs and replies to comments and reacts to DMs and responds and everything. I want to be, like, down to earth. And, you know, like, I've talked to a lot of, like, celebrities, and they're like, they all tell me, like, oh, like, you know, when you actually get there, you're not gonna do it. But that's not true. Like,
I mean, I feel like as long as you know who you are as a person and don't lose sight of that once you do get to those goals, because you will at some point, like, you know who you are, and and if you're saying that, you know, you're gonna do that in your career, and that's, you want to stay rooted and stay grounded and humbled, then you'll do that. You just have to remember those things.
Yeah, because, you know, to me, it's like, these people are the people who build your platform, the ones who support you. So why would you not react? Like, why would you not respond to their comments? Why would you not interact with them? You know, like, they're the ones who made sure you had a career. So, you know, you have to show them love back. But yeah, that's what I would do that wise. And I also, obviously, I want to perform at live concerts. Like, I want to open for artists. I want to have my own show eventually. I don't think I'm there yet, but I want to do my own show. I want to do, like, merch too. Like, I think
that's,
I have
a cool one,
like I was thinking of doing lines, like, "We don't gotta be friends" from Bite Me. Like,
oh, that's
be
smart.
On a shirt.
Yeah.
Like, that would be crazy.
You should do that.
So there would be, like, one shirt, like a black shirt with white, and it says "We don't gotta be friends," and on the back will be the cover art of Bite Me.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
I would buy one right now.
That's, I had some cool ideas, but I don't think I'm there yet. You know, I think I still have a little bit to go.
It's all a process,
there,
and you're building yourself towards it.
Yeah.
It's baby steps, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have anyone who's given you any advice?
Not like specifically and directly. It's just, like, I've talked to a couple. You know, the one thing I will say, a lot of people are, like, show for, like they put on a show for their audience, right? Like, you know, there's this one streamer that I sang to, and he was like, "Oh, DM me, like, we'll talk after stream." Like, you know, he was putting, like, dreams in my head. Like, he was like, "Oh, I'll get you this, I'll get you that."
Did he ask you for money?
No, he never even texted me.
Really?
But he kept looking at my story, but he never texted me. You know, so I was like, okay, like, why did you say all that to me?
Yeah,
you know,
empty
so it
promises.
Just makes me realize, like, you can't really rely on that. But about other positive experiences with, like, people who've, like, followed me or, like, texted me and said, like, you know, like, and when it's a celebrity, it's like, wow, like, you know, wow, like, I talked to them.
It just confirms that you're doing everything.
It's like everyone idolizes these people, and it's like, dang, I talked to them. And when I tell people, like, if it comes up, because I don't, like, really brag about it, but if it comes up and I tell someone, they're like, "Oh my god, no way, like, no way, that's crazy." But, you know, it's just like, the biggest advice, obviously, is what everyone would say, is just don't give up and keep being consistent. And I think that's, it's hard, it's, I'm pretty lazy, I'm gonna be honest, but it's hard, but it's something that I have to do, you know, because I want to get there, you know, and I want to stay there once I'm there. So
yeah, and you will. And it's okay to have those moments too, where one day you're like, you know what, I don't really feel like writing right now.
Yeah.
That's okay, because you have to let everything kind of happen naturally. That way you're not overthinking too and stressing yourself out. Okay, we're going to get to your single Bite Me in just a moment. Let's talk a little bit about the single and how that came about.
Bite Me was actually a record that, you know, it wasn't originally like my whole creation. It was, you know, Gray and Kenneke, they did it in their car or something. I don't know. They were driving around.
Okay,
they did a little demo of it, right? And I heard it and I was like, and then Kenneke was like, hey, do you want to like make this your own and like change it and do what you want with it? So I took, you know, the inspirations from them and I just added my own twist on it. You know, I changed the lyrics, I changed some of the melodies and whatever, and you know, I made it my own. And you know, funny story, at first, like I hated it. You know, I hated
really?
It. I hated it.
It's so catchy.
I
love it.
No, I'm talking about like my own version of it.
Oh,
like
okay,
I loved Gray's version, but I hated my own. I was like, this is so bad, like compared to his, right? And then I listened to it and I tweaked it a little bit, kept working on it, kept trying to make it better. And here we are. I love the song. Now it's overplayed. we actually finished the song in August of 2021.
Wow.
It's currently, what, May?
But I hear of artists doing that a lot. Like even Lizzo, when she released her first single, it was years before it blew up and then all of a sudden it was all over the charts.
Yeah.
But it was actually from years before that happened.
It's not, the reason that I didn't release it, obviously, is because it has insane potential, right? And I wanted to make sure it was properly marketed and everything, and I wanted to make sure it would do well. But on Spotify, you have to put, not Spotify, on the distribution stuff that I use, you have to put a song on a month before for it to be like optimally put out.
For them
right?
to put it out on a certain date,
So with that in mind, I was like, okay, I'll drop in December. And then December became January, January became February, and I was like, I want to have a marketing team. And, you know, again, those false promises, people were like, okay, we'll help, and then they just wouldn't. So I would be stuck waiting for an opportunity, like I'd be waiting for someone to try to help,
right.
And then it just wouldn't, you know, but they just wouldn't, and that's why it kept getting pushed. And then I was lazy, didn't post any TikToks, so that pushed it too, but, you know, eventually it came out, because everyone wanted it so bad, and people were like, oh my God, please just drop it, we're tired of
listening
to it.
Right, well, it's good you didn't give up on even ever releasing it, you know, especially when you said you had some people give you false hope here and there, and you still, you know, you still released it, so good for you.
But I definitely, like, what the song is about, because, you know, I made it my own, and this is my own meaning of it. It can mean something different to everyone. I like to keep the meanings broad, but for this one it's kind of pretty straightforward. It's like when you're in a toxic relationship and you finally realize like that, like you don't actually have to be friends, you know, like you can just end it and it doesn't matter. Like you finally realize like that they're not good for you and you can leave, you know, like that's what the song's about. This time that isn't really about, because I've only been in one relationship, my current one, and it's great. So I don't really have experience with that, but I've experienced with people and it's kind of like that. I think that's what, again, how I said, that I hear, like, I think about what it could have been and now I see what I was thinking about when I wrote it,
right.
You know, but it was just like some little thing I had with someone and like, you know, they did me dirty or something. And I would just, in my head, I was like, we don't gotta be like.
But it's good that you noticed that.
Yeah.
And, you know, you might not. Sometimes I feel like in life, we might hang on to people for a certain time and maybe a little bit longer than we should.
I'm the type of person to always give people second, third, and fourth chances. But, you know, once I let go, I get upset. But then I don't care after a while.
Yeah, it's life. It's hard. It's hard, especially when somebody's your friend. All right, so should we get to this premiere of your new single? Did you want to introduce it for everyone?
Yeah, so this is Bite Me by Lost Official. I hope you guys enjoy.
How did it feel hearing your single Bite Me on the speakers here in the studio?
It actually sounded really professional, I'm going to be honest.
It's a professional song.
No, but like I mixed it. So that to like, I'm just like, wow, like dang. Like,
no, it sounds good. That's why I was surprised when you were talking. I don't know if you saw my face, but I was just surprised. You were saying that, you know, you mix, you master, you songwrite, you do everything. You're like a triple threat over here. So good for you. And your mom, she's here in studio with us and she said that your prom is happening.
Yeah,
my prom. You had a little promposal today.
Yeah, I had a little promposal today. You know, I went around, like, I made a poster, and it said, "Will you make this date official and get lost with me?"
I love that.
So that was, you know, lost official.
Okay, did it get a yes?
Yeah. And I went around asking, like, some of my friends to come down and watch, right? And I probably asked, like, 20 people. And then I asked, like, these couple people, and I was like, yo, bring your friends. And there was, like, 100 people there.
Wow, word got around.
It was crazy. And, like, everyone was talking about it. And I was like, and then afterwards, she was like, and you said you're not popular at school? I'm like, no, I'm not. It was just random people.
You
should have
started singing, brought up the mic for her.
I had a speaker playing the yes or no.
Oh, that's awesome.
But it was really quiet. Like, you couldn't even hear it. But she said yes, which was cool. It was awesome. Nice to know my girlfriend would say yes to my prom proposal.
That's always a good feeling.
You know,
it's awesome. That's awesome that you did that. So, you know, you're making music. You're going to prom tomorrow. You're just doing a mix of all trades here. I really wish the best for you and your career.
Thank you.
You're on the right path. So, and I'm really excited that we got you in studio. We heard your single for the first time on the radio as well. Do you have any last things that you want to say to anyone listening?
All I'm going to say is music is very hard, but, you know, anyone can really do it with practice. Like, I used to be bad at singing, or I was worse. And if you watch old archive videos of me, you would see that. And for me to practice and be better now, it just shows that, you know, with work, anyone can really do it. Obviously, not everyone is going to make it, but if you really put your mind to it, you might be that one in nine. How many? 7.8 billion.
There's a lot.
You never know. So
awesome. Well, thank you so much for your words. Thanks for coming again, and we'll look forward to hearing it.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Shout out to my dad for helping me, you know, find everything and helping me, you know, always being here and looking out for me. Shout out to Brown Guy Made It. He directed the video for Bite Me, and he helped us out a lot there. And then obviously, shout out to Kenicky and Gray. And also, shout out to Awaits.